Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings! I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years of existence in 2023. On this day, August 2nd in the year 1950, the Barbados Advocate reported on a, quote, resolution authorizing the governor in executive committee to acquire under the Land Acquisition Act of 1949, 1 acre, 3 rods of land adjoining the site of the former railway station at Bathsheba for the purpose of establishing playing fields or other places of public resort, end quote. The debate on this resolution in the House of Assembly was led by the Honorable Dr. Hugh Gordon Cummins. Other members present in the House for the debate included Mr. R.G. Mapp, Mr. W.W. Bruce, Mr. Ernest Motley, Mr. Foster, Mr. Smith, Mr. Crawford, and Mr. Alder. In his leave statements, Dr. Cummins pointed out that the St. Joseph Vestry had proposed to the governor in executive committee that the plot of beachfront land be acquired to be used as a recreational area and the location of a community center. Dr. Cummins further commented that the particular plot of land which was needed was 3 acres in total, of which 1.25 acres were owned by government and 1.75 acres owned by Miss Vera Hinkson. According to Dr. Cummins, Miss Hinkson proposed a price which was rejected by the vestry as being too high, and an alternative suggestion was made by the vestry. According to the facts outlined by Dr. Cummins, even the lower price was deemed exorbitant. Consequently, he recommended that using the provisions of the Act, the land should be compulsorily acquired, whereby the price would be fixed. In a very lengthy contribution to the debate, Mr. Ernest Motley wanted to ensure that all alternative sites were considered before the decision to acquire Ms. Hinkson's property, a small landowner. Motley was also of the opinion that large landowners should be community-minded and not sell their land to the government for public recreational use, but should give it to the vestry for the people or lease it at a peppercorn rent for at least 99 years. Mr. Motley considered, quote, such a thing was beneficial for harmony among the people, end quote. Mr. Motley called the behavior of landowners who wanted to sell land to government at high prices outrageous and outlandish, as he knew big landowners could afford to give land and allow Miss Hinkson to keep hers. Mr. Motley decried the notion that people did not want recreational spaces, but instead were just expected to work. Mr. Rees agreed with the acquisition, but questioned why the lands that designated cholera grounds were being used as playing fields, yet the law prohibited the building of sheds and pavilions on those lands. Mr. Alder also agreed, but was unhappy that the first action of the act was taken against a small landowner, while Mr. Crawford questioned the use of the Land Acquisition Act to acquire land at the cheapest cost when Miss Hinkson's land could be considered prime beachfront property. Additionally, Mr. Foster made the point that Miss Hinkson was really willing to sell, but was just an extortionist. In the end, the resolution was passed by a majority of 16-2.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.